Another day, another transport policy in this election campaign, making transport the issue so far. There's one, this one's light rail, by the way, for the capital. It'll cost $700 million. It'll be built from the train station to the airport in a decade. It goes into the mix with the $10 billion worth of roads. New speed limits, a golden triangle for the trains, Auckland, Hamilton, Tauranga, light rail in Auckland, petrol tax. Greens Transport spokesperson Julianne Genta is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've never seen transport talked so much. Did you see all this coming in this campaign? Did you see this being the big talking point?
Well, I'm really thrilled about it because I got into politics to campaign on better transport for New Zealand. So I think it's fantastic that all the parties are piling in now. I do think it's a real opportunity for New Zealand and our towns and cities to invest in better transport infrastructure that actually complements our road network, can save money for people. It's good for tourists. It's good for economic development of our cities.
Do you know how I feel about public transport?
I think I do. I think you're not a fan.
No, I am a fan in certain circumstances, but here's my problem with your idea in Wellington. I've never had trouble getting to the airport.
Apparently, the current government thinks there's so much trouble getting to the airport that they want to spend huge sums of money on four-laning and flyover to get to the airport. But really, what is missing is that rapid transit connection all the way through the city. It will also reduce the number of buses going down the Golden Mile.
Yeah.
So it's really about it's not just about transport. It's actually about the quality of the city for people to live in and to visit. And that's where light rail has such a huge advantage over the other transport
maps. What's your direction? You're going down to the basin and through there where the road is now, basically.
That's what we indicated on the map. There actually are a few other options, and it needs some expert input and the community input to determine exactly what the option is. You could go up Taranaki Street, but going around the basin is perfectly feasible as well. So each option will have different benefits and advantages.
I read a report this week on British Rail in general, and they've been doing it for years, of course, and they pump billions into public transport. And the problem they've found is that it still doesn't work. I mean, rail, as much as you may love it as a concept, actually pleases nobody at the end of the day.
Mike, I don't know what universe you're living in, but if you look at the studies, light rail.
Well, I just did. I read that. I quoted you the British study.
Well, yeah, who wrote the report?
Oh,
Because I'm a professional transport planner. You talk to anyone in the industry. There's 170 cities in the world that are similar size to Wellington that have light rail. It's working really well. The thing about light rail is it has a very long life. The infrastructure, higher upfront costs, lower ongoing maintenance costs, and huge economic development benefits for the areas around it. And I don't know what sort of evaluation was done in Britain, but what I do know is that they privatized some of their trains, and that's part of the problem because the overall transport network is one network, and you can't privatize bits of it and make it more efficient because then you create natural monopolies and you reduce the overall benefits. So I think the overall benefit is that it benefits people who use the trains, but it benefits people who use the roads like you, Mike. If more people can leave their cars at home, then it's easier for you to get where you need to go.
But maybe I worry in general terms that what we're trying to do with public transport is it turns out to be a bit piecemeal. So I'm staying in Hong Kong. Below my hotel is the shopping centre. At the bottom of the shopping centre is the rail network. And I can go into that rail network and I can throw my bags and take the direct line to the airport while also booking into my airline. That I would use, but we're never going to have that here because it's too late.
Oh, it's not. It's never too late. We've got a really fast-growing population, and you know the best time to do this was 25 years ago, but the next best time is today. And so I think we need to get on with it and start investing in efficient solutions. And of course, the land use and the integration will work if you invest in the infrastructure up front and commit to a 10-year plan, as we have done.
Okay. What's your read on the polling? You're plus five yet?
I think the polling's okay, but we've still got 4.5 weeks and we've got a really solid ground campaign. I'm really curious to see what the next Colmar Brunton says, but my feeling out there on the ground is that there's a lot of support for the Greens and particularly for a strong Green Party to be in Parliament and in government. So I think that one bad poll was totally understandable given the circumstances, but I don't think it's a trend.
Did you support Matiria, given I haven't talked to you about it? Because let me tell you this, Julia, you are my favourite Green.
Oh, God, Mike, you're going to hurt my chances in the Green Party if you say that. No, I'm just kidding.
But you are my favourite Green, and so did you support what she did? Because I couldn't comprehend what she was doing.
I can understand how some people would find it difficult to understand what she was doing, but I really did support it. And what I saw her doing in the last 4 weeks, every speech she gave was actually the most authentic I've ever seen her. She was incredibly brave and courageous, and she was talking about how difficult life is for people on benefits and how that isn't helping all of us. I mean, all of us are going to be better off if we allow people enough support and we don't shame them, that then they can go on to live up to their
potential. I get that, but she didn't have to be a crook about it. I think that's the bit that most people got wound up with. And look at the price you paid for it.
But Mike, honestly, how many people in New Zealand do things like if they've got their own business, they go out for a big night with their friends and then they claim it as a work expense?
Yeah.
You know, I think having an extra flatmate and not declaring it to wins, is that really the crime of the century?
No, but it's the way it was played out, I think.
It was 25 years. Yeah, no, I agree that, like, the story didn't get through. Ended up being distracting from the policy, and that was really unfortunate. But I think that it's important to tell honest stories and to be brave and to try and go
even that. If you don't get back to Parliament.
Yeah, I think it was probably worth it because there were so many people who said, oh my gosh, there's a politician who's lived what we've been through. She knows what it's like. And I think that's important because so many people don't see themselves represented in Parliament or politics, and then they don't vote, they don't participate.
All right. Always good to talk to you. Appreciate your time. Julianne Genta. And I meant that. She's my favourite Green. James Shaw's close, to be fair, but she's a very likeable person, and we don't always agree, but who cares?